The ice used to chill me to the bone, but this is a winter, an endless winter that can persevere even in the heat of summer. Cold is unlike any other threat. It takes its time. It saps the strength from everything it touches. It is relentless and thirsts to snuff out all warmth. It does not care if you are strong or fast or smart. It will bend you to its will. This winter does not tire. It does not fear the sun, and it spits in the face of the other lesser seasons. Its only true master is Baba Yaga, the one who graced the Eastern Lin'arm kingdoms with her rule. She alone is the queen of Irisin and winter. The three riders herald her return. Bright morning rides with dawn, hearing those who wish to break bread. Red sun rides with the afternoon, culling those found non-compliant with agreements. And dark midnight rides when the light is gone, seeking those who plot against the crown. The winter is patient, hungry, and it does not tire. All beings will have no other choice than to bow to it. This winter is fitted for this land.
And that's where we're going to start.
Whoa.
It's been a while since we've had a cool kind of me on the mic for the start. So I thought I'd celebrate it with a little thing. So you get hit by something on top of your noggin. A loud noise goes off like a clap of thunder. Shkaboom. And you all rolled for initiative. First up, we have Norm, then Valdine, Vasilisa, Marge, and then Ghost. You guys have no idea what is here. And so I have those things slash thing. See what I did there? Keeping you guessing. Where I can see them.
If I'm first, that's terrible news.
Yeah. That's fair.
For lots of people.
I'm going to do my best to reveal this map as you guys go, as you can only see five feet in front of you.
Jeez.
Round one.
This is so bad.
Norm.
Dude.
Dude.
Round one, right? Round one of what? We like annoy, like we're under attack, but okay. So I'm just gonna shout like, "Oh, honey, they're attacking us!" And I'm gonna move.
You're gonna scamper?
I'm gonna scamper.
All Which right. way?
Away from the side of the map that.
Away from your wife.
Toward the middle of the map.
I mean, you're going to scamper towards the middle of the
map. We're square sharing, so anywhere I go is away from my
That's
wife.
That's fair, yeah.
It's only a quarter movement, so yeah, one square.
You get one square.
No, I'm using scamper.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, shit.
You get to move normal.
Plus five. Normal plus five.
You okay,
I want to catch up. I want to catch up with
you
Elizabeth.
You broke Elizabeth.
We are never going to see Norm again.
No, he's gone.
The white rat, folks, scampers blindly.
Into
the white
snow.
Mouse goes in.
In a white fur coat.
Never comes back.
White fur, whole body, scampers away faster than any of us can follow, disappears after 5 feet.
No!
Zach, I did mention, message you earlier today. You have that backup character, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
two. I've got two, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They'll be friends. They'll be buddies.
Okay, you want to just go straight diagonal? You want to, like,
that's kind of what I
want to
do, yeah.
Straight pattern.
Straight diagonal.
Are you double moving or just one move?
Oh, gosh. Well, I want you to be able to follow me, so I'm just going to
I can only see 5 feet, which means I can see Vasilisa. That's it. Just tell me where you're going, and I'll follow.
Like, oh, go this way, hun. And then I take off diagonal. That's 20.
And he puts on the
Yeti cloak. 25. I get a 5 foot bonus.
And you're not double moving, you said?
I'm not going to double move. I'm just going to do my 20 plus my 5. Just so I can get some penetration.
Oh, boy.
God, this is so bad, James.
Of what
James, why do you hate us?
So, Norm, you scurry, and as you're scurrying, you pass an igloo.
What?
And you stop in front of an igloo door.
Do I get a perception check on that, or can I? I mean, if I can see it.
Do you want to check the igloo? Yeah, go for it. Give me a perception check on the igloo.
Yeah, babe. These dice are hard to tell. Is that a one,
it's
or
a one.
If I turn it upside down? Oh, it's still a one. Okay. it's a five, I think.
Oh gosh, you ain't never seen nothing like this before.
Okay, so I shout back like, "Ooh, ice house!" as I'm running, but I have to shout it loud over the wind and the snow. Like, "Ooh, ice house!" And I will draw my tiny little sword as a part of my action.
Okay.
That's going to end my turn.
Yes, it is.
Oh, but it's not a sword.
Hmm?
It's not a sword.
Oh, rapier. Yeah, it's a rapier.
Because you poke.
A variety of sword.
I will draw my rapier.
Okay. Valdine.
No one can see it.
Valdine's like, what just happened?
I don't see anything. What's going on? And I hold.
You hold? Vasilisa.
I'm going to take my turn to try to tie Marigold to a shrubbery so I at least know where she is if shit goes bad.
I forgot to roll a port save from Marigold.
She passed.
She might be deaf. She's got very big ears being a donkey.
She okay.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
It might be better if she was deaf.
But I tie her to the sturdiest looking shrubbery that I can see within my 5 feet of vision.
Okay.
And it probably takes me my whole round of action because of the snow and stuff, but I do it.
You see... Actually, roll me a perception, everybody.
Ooh. Okay.
I thought my turn was over, but here we go.
3.
22.
Nice.
20 for Marge. And 21 for Ghost.
Okay.
12 for Valdine.
Okay. Marge, good for you.
Woo-hoo!
Looking around, you see some kind of super fucking small creature flying above you.
Oh, Vrix, I think it's one of your friends.
And then...
And I point up.
Sure, you do that. And then, oh no, a rock comes sailing right past you and into the dirt.
Oh, jeez. I don't think your friend's nice, Vrix.
Most of them aren't.
Well, can you talk to him? Tell him to stop.
Hey, stop!
Fuck you!
Marge, your turn. You can still see this minute thing about 10 feet away. It does have total concealment.
I am going to... I'm not leaving my normie alone out there in the middle of the snow. So I'm going to go running and I'm going to, Ghost, follow me. Ghost is only going to move so slow on her turn. But I will do the same thing. And since it's first round of action, I will scamper and square share with Norm. And then I'd like to roll another perception just to see if I see anything.
In the igloo?
In the igloo. It's a 20.
Looking inside the little igloo, you see a crate and some blankets and some furs.
Ooh.
There is a little tiny fire pit in the center, but it's unlit.
Ooh.
Ghost's turn.
Ghost will do as commanded and come as close as possible. Quarter speed, 30-foot move speed.
Oh. Walking through the already trotted on snow, mm-hmm. And then 4 squares to go, 1 more foot. top of round 2. How we feeling?
Cold.
Great.
I heard spite
so
in both of those.
No. Norm is doing great.
I'm taking this igloo and I'm going to live in it and never coming out.
I mean, we can light a fire and hang out here for an hour, warm up.
Okay, Norm, you're up. What do you want to do, buddy?
Wait. It's our turn again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
You say that a lot for someone who kills PCs.
Your point?
We don't want to die.
I'm just going to keep moving.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm so worried. I go. For
you're down to quarter speed now, buddy. Which square do you want to move into?
So spend half my turn moving one,
and then half your turn
and then spend
the other.
Half my turn moving the other.
Yeah, if okay. you want. You move forward a step and then over a step and you find another
yes.
igloo.
Perfect.
But more importantly, you find yourself standing in footprints as big as you.
Nice. And it's clearly, okay, so the footprint that I'm standing in is clearly not a creature capable of going in this igloo, right? It's way
correct.
Too big.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, that's what
okay.
I got, baby.
Cool.
Jeez.
Valdine. Give me a perception, buddy.
There's a lot of snow everywhere.
There's a lot of snow everywhere.
19.
I will say you can also see that little thing floating above Marge. It is at full concealment.
Well, I tell Vasilisa, you see that thing above us up there? Something flying. Does that look like, is that like Vrix? And then I go ahead and take a step forward this
okay.
way.
5 foot step.
And I'll go ahead and take another step as well.
I think you're one square back, but I'm not
in this
positive.
Square? I can't tell.
There's
what
some diagonal
the
happening.
First 10 feet is unobstructed, and
okay.
then you get into...
Oh, the first 10 was unobstructed?
So yeah. I can get
sweet.
To here, then.
Okay, okay.
I think that's as far as I can go.
So he can now see the tiny ice house.
Yep. Yes, he can.
Okay. Could I fit in that igloo? Is that something big enough for
yes.
a creature of my size?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That concludes my turn. Thank
cool.
you.
Cool. You're welcome. Vasilisa.
Did Norm say there is a house up there? Vasilisa shouts into the wind.
I should have specifically said, and it doesn't have chicken legs just to put everyone at ease.
house.
Oh, and by the way.
And Norm did say there was a big... There was.
And I feel like yeah. I feel like what Vasilisa heard in the snow was ice, house. And she's like, yes, there is ice. Is there also a house? Like,
oh,
it's not connected.
Nice.
So she... is going to try to do a perception check to see if she can see that thing that Valdine asked if she could see. 12?
It's hard to see it. Total concealment. There's a thing kind of above you. It's very small, kind of glowy.
Gonna hope it's as irritating but simultaneously squishy as like a Vrix is. I'm gonna throw a card with Touch of Fatigue on it at it.
Great.
Look, I just am.
I love it. You want the high 50 or the low 50?
I'll take the low 50.
It's in the low 50. Go ahead and roll to attack.
Okay.
Against Touch, though, it's still gonna be. She sounds pleased.
I mean, it's not super great, but it could be worse. It is a 16. I forgot to ask if there's a minus from snow to ranged attacks, because I remember that happening.
And the wind.
Previously, when we fought all those skeletons. Just to be fair, I wondered.
I mean,
because I just watched.
Yeah. Think about the amount of wind you're throwing a playing card.
I didn't. I am throwing a magical playing card.
In
and
a
sorcel,
snowstorm.
In a snowstorm. At a
it's a minus four.
Insect object. Okay, so subtract 4 from that 17 then.
And what do you get?
You miss.
Do I hit touch?
No.
Okay.
You whiff hard.
It's got better touch AC than I do, guys. This sucks. So my card magically reappears in my deck. I'm concerned.
Fair.
And I don't know whether to leave Marigold or not, so I'm just gonna shout out from where I am to everyone. What is happening up there? Is there somewhere with shelter? And stay where I am.
I feel like I'm too far away to have heard that.
You might be.
You know what you're not too far away for?
Some sort of saving throw
attack?
That's going to kill me.
Yeah, right.
Getting attacked.
Okay.
As you see another little ball of light fly up onto your space and try and stab you.
From where?
From the sky. Actually, it's going to be from your east.
From the east.
Yeah.
And Juliet is the sun.
And it's going to take a swipe at you. It is a cute little sprite fairy looking sucker. And that's going to be a 10 to hit.
Like, I dodge. Artfully,
whoa!
I artfully dodge.
The thing above Vasilisa starts to glow a little bit more.
Is it
glowing? It glows brighter.
Is it glowing in a I'm casting a spell kind of glow way?
Possibly.
Like the kind I could do a spellcraft check for?
Not in these conditions.
Damn it.
Good try. Marge?
Marge, I think, would have heard Vasilisa. I will yell back at Vasilisa. Oh, Vasilisa, there's an ice house over here. I bet you could put Marigold in there. Keep her safe. And I'm going to move up. Normie, wait for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
And I'm going to move up
on
to
my turn. Okay.
And I'm just going to do perception. That's going to be a 20.
Yeah, it's a sprite. It's like Vricks.
Oh, another Vricks over here.
Ghost's turn.
Ghost is going to go ahead and keep trying to follow Marge.
Okay. Good luck, Ghost.
And Ghost has the same move speed as all of the people. Humans. I mean.
Those wacky humans.
Another sprite comes out of the snow laterally from the east. And this one's going to attack Marge.
Woo-hoo!
There are four people.
21 to hit.
That is a miss.
Boo! That's actually amazing AC. Okay, cool. Top of round the three. Norm, what do you do?
Yes, so this thing's tiny, but I can still swing at it with my rapier, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm absolutely 100% trying to swat at this thing.
Don't forget your flanking.
Oh, gosh, yeah, no, because we're... Well,
and your sneak attack damage.
This thing might be immune to... Is this thing immune to flanking?
You don't know. It's not immune to flanking.
Because you know I'm going to hit it.
Go ahead. Hit it. Do it.
17.
Yeah, you hit it.
Nice. Four regular and four sneaky.
Shit.
So that's 8 points of damage. That's just, boom, like trying to hit a fly out of the air. Just swat with a knife with a sword.
That's pretty good. Tiny, skinny sword. Yeah.
F, like a pixie-sized sword.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should have done an intimidate check on it because it's smaller than me.
Very, very rarely.
Valdine, you're
up.
Can I see them sort of from where I am?
No.
Completely can't see them.
I mean, you can see like vague, blurry shapes.
Sure. I'm not shooting anything I can't see.
That's fair.
That's not something Valdine.
No, you're too far away to have like any kind of semblance.
Valdine has something else in mind that he thinks makes a lot of sense in this moment, and he's just gonna do it. And he is looking for the sprite jar.
Oh yeah, it's right there.
Is it right there?
Yeah, it's right there.
He's gonna go ahead and pick it up.
Okay.
He's gonna talk to Vricks real quick.
What's up? I guess I'm an initiative now.
Can you get these guys to stop? It looks like there's more of you around here.
Probably not.
You can't make them stop? You can't get them to peaceably let us through?
I'll try.
It's not good enough. I was going to let you out.
Aww.
I guess never mind.
At least he didn't lie.
Thanks. Okay, I put him right back down then. That's and I tell Vasilisa, it looks like we're going to have to fight these things. I don't think Rick's going to be able to stab them.
Vasilisa, it's your turn.
You heard Marge yell. There's an ice house that...
Yes, I untie Marigold.
Oh, no.
Look. Look.
Hey.
The bush says me.
Do it.
I'm not succeeding out here. I move as far as I can with Marigold.
So Marigold, you can get Marigold to the entry of that igloo right there. Yep, right there.
All
right.
I plan next turn to shove her into an igloo.
Okay.
Look, I know it might not be a great idea. It's better than nothing.
It's
but
better
I don't
than
wanna,
nothing.
It might be the best idea.
Yeah,
we don't
right?
know.
All
right,
Pixie's going to attack good old Norm.
Oh, there's a Pixie here, too?
Sprite, sorry.
Sprite. Oh, God, yeah, that's true.
It's a different. I'm going to do a different strategy. I do a different fighting stance if it's a Pixie.
Did I say Pixie? I might have said Pixie.
It was James. It's all James.
It's all my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if they were Pixies, would have already shaken Vricks as hard.
Norm,
as could
I mean, where is my mind?
Does a 21 hit you
against regular AC?
Yes,
you're sharing
it
a
does.
Square.
Critical threat.
Are you sure? You're sharing a square.
You are sharing a square.
You got your thingy that you can do.
Oh, the bonuses are only for
your immediate.
We
thing?
Don't get an. I don't get an AC bonus for square sharing, as far as I know.
No, save you have your other bonus. Your bonus.
Oh,
your bonus.
You yes, thank you.
the bonus.
Sorry, James. There's nothing I can do. So you're just.
No, no,
that's gonna. I'm afraid it meets
Marge,
my.
Marge sees the sprite coming down or starting to attack, and she's going to, as her immediate action, use her bodyguard feat, which gives you an immediate aid to your AC of a +3. I lose any attack of opportunities I get to do that one for doing that. So I'm going to do that, and you get a +3.
I believe bodyguard, you still have to roll.
Yep.
To aid?
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Natty totally. 12. Whew, oh, that's, well, you met the AC exactly before the aid, so the aid will put me over the top.
Yep.
Cool. AC over the top. Oof.
That'll miss.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
And the glowing light above goes out. Poof. Disappears. Goodbye.
The light that was on our square?
Nope. That was above.
The one that was above Valdine.
I don't he like casts that. Invisibility I don't like on himself. The new clothespin in the initiative.
I know.
Valdine, you get dive bombed by an eagle. And it tries to claw your eyeballs. It's going to be a 15 to hit.
That's a miss.
Okay, the eagle misses. And now you're finding a scary-looking demon eagle.
Oh, geez.
Demon eagle.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. It's almost like it's the opposite of a celestial eagle.
Oh, no.
Why?
Marge, you're up.
What?
Eagles. Marge, it's your turn.
It's an infernal eagle.
Okay.
There's a pixie on you, and there's a pixie on your husband. What do you do?
Oh, there's two pixies?
Yes!
Oh, I thought there were sprites.
God fucking damn it!
I will take a swipe at the pixie on Norm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We cool. just need a soundbite to play every time someone says pixie instead of sprite. That's just all of us
Did
saying
I say pixie?
Sprite all at once.
Okay, one, two, three.
Sprite!
But watch, though. Later in book two, it's all about pixies. Right. There's, like, nothing but pixies everywhere.
I am within 30 feet of Vasilisa, aren't I?
Technically.
15. Yeah, you're 20.
Yeah, yeah, you are. You can do your thing.
I'm going to do my caster's champion.
What does that do?
That makes my weapon a magic weapon as long as I'm within 30 feet of Vasilisa.
Ooh.
It's what?
How often can you do that?
It counts as an arc. It hasn't come up yet. It gives me a +1 to my damage, and it makes my weapon magic damage. And it counts as basically as Arcane Strike. It's called Caster's Champion. It is a feat I took.
It's like That's what awesome. I get on my cards when I put spells in them.
Do you remember the conversation we had where you're like, you know what? Maybe Marge has got some kind of sorcerer blood or something in her because she's got these weird like healing and she's, you know, using magic devices. And
I like
it. So she's going to do that, and we'll see if I hit with my longsword. That's an 18 I rolled, and then plus everything else is, you know, going to be a 20.
Yeah, that's a hit. That's a healthy hit.
Something. There's going to be 7 points of magic damage, and I would imagine slashing damage as well.
Okay.
It's magically slashing.
Marge, you kill a sprite.
Woo!
Yeah, you bring down, and you see a little splat of red.
Oh, I feel kind of bad about doing that, but they're just going to keep hurting us if we don't. Ghost, come on. And Ghost is going to come and try and swipe, paw swipe at
the one on you.
15.
Miss.
Yep.
And now it's the pixie on you.
Sprite.
It's going to go. And it's going to swipe at you. This is going to be a 16 to hit.
That is a miss.
And then it turns into a sprite instead of a pixie.
Wait, but isn't that a standard action to switch back into sprite?
Right. It's conversion.
It lost its turn.
Okay. Marge, Norm.
Yeah?
You guys see something large moving towards you.
Finally. No.
Obscured by the snow. Norm, you're up.
Oh, yeah. So she felled the tiny little one in front of me, and I'm going to try and take a swipe at the tiny little one in front of her.
Oh, and okay. You get, like, you know, sneak attack damage and all that kind of fun stuff.
I love sneak attack damage. and it's not just, I know it's a stereotype, it's a cliche that we're rats, and we're sneaky, but, you know, sometimes it's useful to do the extra damage. 23 to hit.
Yes, sir.
Freaking max.
Nice.
Damage.
So 4 points of damage?
And 6 sneak.
Ho!
Damn, so 10.
So 10.
Norm, you kill it.
Woo! Are you taking pins off? Because there's too many pins up there.
Oh, gosh, that looks much better.
Yeah.
He keeps sneaking new ones on, to be
honest. Yeah, he does.
Okay.
So what did you kill?
Hold on, let me check my notes. It was a Diet Dr. Pepper. Which, you know what? It died just like the regular Dr.
Right,
Pepper
it's
does.
It's the same. Yeah.
Valdine, you're up.
Valdine is just so...
You're getting attacked by a freaky eagle.
He's so not happy with any of the situation right now. I'm going to shoot the eagle.
Okay.
With the gun.
All right. From where you stand right now.
America.
Solid choice. Solid choice.
I would like to first move 5 feet toward Vasilisa.
Okay.
Like that.
So the online polls we have going of like who's the most patriotic character on Dimension Door, I feel like that's
gonna
lose some
you're
points.
Gonna take a dip.
I mean, on the other hand, what's more American
than shooting an eagle?
Shooting an eagle just with a snowy
if
white
it's
background.
It's a demonic blood. Eagle, yeah.
I mean, guns and eagles. I'm just saying. We're
it's the name of my new band.
Guns and eagles.
So I fire.
Good choice.
And... How does a 19... No, I'm sorry, a 20.
There is 20. A -4 in play from the snow.
Okay.
True.
So then...
16
against 16 against touch?
Yeah, you hit that.
Awesome.
Where exactly is the eagle?
It's on eye level with Valdine.
Okay.
Because it tried to claw his eyeballs.
It tried, and then I shot it for maximum damage.
Nice.
No way!
11 points of damage to the
eagle. Oh, man, that's so good. It's not enough to kill it, but I'm proud of you. Vasilisa.
Snow kind of shakes off his
I shove Marigold into an igloo.
Marigold happily goes out of the snow.
Yeah, yeah. I thought she would.
Ah, yes. It is time for naps.
And then I'm just going to stand in the door of the igloo while Marigold has a little igloo nap. So I position myself in the door of the igloo.
Okay.
And I kind of want to block the igloo, but there's no way to, like, close the igloo door or something.
No, it doesn't have a door.
Exactly.
Well, you said she laid down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if she's
Marigold's
just,
like, ah, oh, yeah,
she laid down. She's just chilling in there. I'm going to give Marigold
today.
A very stern look and say, stay here.
I love you too, best friend.
That's right. Don't move. And then I'm going to honestly stay where I am.
Okay.
Because I don't know whether to move backwards or forwards right now. It's sounding scary in both directions.
Hi, Marge.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing. I'm a little cold.
Oh,
but, you know, I'm doing okay.
You know, that's pretty.
I'm with Norm, so you know, can't get too much worse.
That's good.
I suppose.
Maybe. Marge.
Yes.
So I just rolled a natural 20.
Okay.
But you didn't say what it was for, so it doesn't count.
Well,
that's the rule.
I don't think that's a GM rule.
I don't want to say the wrong thing. No.
A pixie.
Is it a pixie?
Sprite! No, it's neither of those.
It's a Dr. Pepper.
It's a freaking giant.
Another slightly bigger winged creature appears directly behind you.
Oh, crap.
And it hits you with its sickle.
What?
As it goes to slice off probably one of your ears.
Oh.
I rolled a natural 20. I haven't rolled to confirm it yet.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Do you have a thing you want to use, or should I just roll this?
I don't think I have a thing.
Snowflake?
Okay, I'm rolling.
I do have a snow...
Did you use it as a neg? Yeah, use it as a neg.
If you don't want to, I'll roll it. I'm just giving you the opportunity. Because it was a natural 20, and I'm about to roll to confirm.
All right, I'll use my snowflake.
Okay.
Buzz, buzz.
Against you.
Disadvantage. Disadvantage for the GM. For those of you listening at home, disadvantage means you got to roll 2d20s and take the worst value.
Marge can't die quite yet.
So afterwards, I got a 24.
That still hits.
And an 11.
That's not. Ooh,
great.
That's good.
So it's still a hit. It does not confirm. Marge, you are going to take 7 damage.
Okay.
I need a fortitude save, please.
12.
Okay, you're staggered.
Okay.
For one round.
Oh, that's not terrible.
So you can have a single move or a standard action. You can still do immediate and swifts, but you only get one or the other on your next turn.
Okay.
And now, there's this thing right behind you. Valdine, the eagle moves forward 5 feet and tries to claw your eyes out.
I object.
Overruled. Natural 1 for the first claw. Natural 20 for the second.
What?
Rolling to confirm, unless anyone objects.
Yeah, yeah.
Confirm. I think it's a good idea.
15 to confirm?
No.
Okay. It's going to deal 4 points of slashing damage, and then it's going to hit you with its bite, and that's only going to be a 14 to hit.
Nope.
All right, Marge, you're up.
Marge is, I mean, she's taken aback by, first of all, her weapon just did this thing that it's never done before. When she hit the pixie, and it just kind of like, I don't know if it was like a spark or a little flash or something to make it magical. And she was like, whoa, what was that? And then this thing came down and attacked her. And she's like, ah, what is that? So she's going to kind of like as a reaction to the thing coming down behind her and hitting her, she's going to just turn with her sword and kind of just swipe.
Okay.
And we'll see if she hits. Nat 20.
Woo.
Nice.
Let's roll to confirm.
Confirm it.
16.
Are you flanking?
Six. I am. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
18.
Yeah, you get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crit damage. All
right.
Crush it.
9 points of damage.
Okay. Good hit. Ghost is up.
Ghost is going to see that thing attack me and try to claw at it.
Do
as
it.
Well.
Do the thing, Ghost.
Nice. It's too bad Ghost doesn't crit at a 19. So that's going to be a 26 to hit.
That'll hit.
And doesn't do a whole lot of damage at the moment. 1 point of piercing damage.
Aw, that's so cute.
Adorable.
Oh, no, slashing. Sorry, claw. Slashing damage.
Aw, it's still cute.
Top of round four. This thing lumbering just out of view.
We could see a huge shadow, probably.
It's a large creature, humanoid, kind of hunched back. You see it holding something in one hand, and that one hand thing is going to swing down on good old Norm.
Oh, good.
Oh.
You know, before he does that, when I see him start to swing down on me, I'm going to spend a panache point to move 5 feet.
Crap.
Okay.
It swings down on margins.
Yep. No, it's attacking me. And okay. All that does is it moves me 5 feet and I get to add my charisma to my AC.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be an extra 3 points of AC just in
case. That's really cool. Okay.
So it's like I see him winding up to attack and I'm just like, whoop, and I just kind of scooch.
A large spear swings down at you and handily misses with a 9.
Oh.
Norm, you're up.
And
you are now close enough to see this thing.
Okay.
It is spindly. It has tusks and a very long, boily-looking nose. It has white hair growing off of its head, and it stares down at you. I don't know if you've ever seen anything like this before. It is big, it is ugly, and it has a spear.
Okay, what I'd really like to do, but you have to let me go back in time to do this, when it
yeah. Really, I'd like to time travel.
When it swipes at me and misses.
You want to sneak under it?
I want to sneak under it.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so that's
you do that, you see its junk in all of its glory.
Woo-hoo!
It's even more knobbly and terrifying than you would have thought.
So, I do not get any kind of flanking bonus on it right now, but I am still just going to try and poke at it. This is not going to do much.
I mean, you can stab right up at its very knobbly, terrifying junk. So.
I'm aiming for the junk. That is a 21 against its junk.
Hit.
2 points of damage.
Oh.
One for each dangly.
All right. Valdine.
Valdine takes a 5-foot step. Vasilisa's right there, and I say,
oh.
I look over. Infernal Eagle. Where did that come from?
What?
And I turn and I shoot it.
Okay, beautiful.
Oh, that is a 15 on the die for a total of 25.
Crush it. Crush it.
Minus 4, still 21.
You do a plus 10.
Still hit.
Hmm?
A plus 10 against touch? I mean, that's
cheating, right?
Yeah,
within this range, yeah.
That's why gunslingers are fun.
Gunslingers are ridiculous.
No, that's why gunslingers are broken.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're fun.
I think they should have made a gunslinger unchained where they chained it.
Gunslinger
also,
chained.
You're using alchemists.
I am using alchemist cards.
So you misfire at like what, a 3 or a 4?
Yes.
I feel like you
that.
Never misfire.
I haven't rolled very low.
Lucky.
I haven't
no,
rolled
he
low
hasn't
at
rolled
all.
Low much at all.
Not
that
on my attack.
That means
rolls.
They're coming. That means the drama is
I have,
coming.
I've had. I think I've had one misfire that I had to clear.
Yeah.
And it was
yeah.
with the skeleton fight, the exploding skeletons.
Right.
That was the only time. But this time I rolled a 5 for damage, so 8 total damage.
You fire a bullet and it pierces the fiendish eagle.
Oh.
And it dissipates in a flash of red.
I turn back to Vasilisa. Never mind, it's gone.
Vasilisa.
Look that way now.
What is going on? I heard some very disturbing sounds the other way. And she points the direction in case Valdin couldn't hear them over the sound of his gun and
yeah, you're
screeching
hearing squeaking.
Eagles. Yeah, I'm hearing
rat
like
squeaking.
Something's happening over there. And I'm going to start by saying, Valdin. These damn sprites are probably summoning creatures, so try to kill them if you see them while glowy like spells. And then she's going to power up a card because weird glowy thing that direction is probably not Marge or Norm. And she's going to throw this card and see if she can hit it. So I guess 50% mischance?
Yep.
Alrighty.
High or low? High or low?
I'll stay low.
High.
Okay, so I...
You miss.
I will just hold on to my card that returned and plan for next time.
Okay. Marge, yes. This thing flying in front of you is going to just reach out a hand.
Uh-oh.
Another natural 20.
God damn it. Did you roll another 20?
Yes, I did.
Are you going to do the roll 3 and...
No!
Okay.
I love that roll. Of course not. So, Marge, it's going to deal 7 points of cold damage to you.
Okay, so right. Then I only... Yeah, 5.
Yeah, you take 5. Yeah. Marge, it's your turn.
Marge is still staggered, huh?
Yeah.
Because I haven't had a turn yet. Well, then I'm just going to attack the floaty thing that just attacked me. And she's... Norm! Where'd you go, Norm? I rolled a nat 20.
Okay, cool. Confirm it.
There's a lot of those going around right now.
Yeah, there is.
17, because I'm not blinking. To confirm.
Confirms.
Max? Max! Oh. 15 points damage to that little sprite.
It takes 15. Cool. Ghost.
Wow.
Ghost is going to attempt to claw the little sprite.
Kill it.
We'll see.
Kill it.
That's going to be a 17 to hit.
Yes.
1 point of damage.
Cool.
And it doesn't go down?
No. Top of round 5. Norm, you are underneath this thing. Does it get any minuses for attacking you?
It gets minuses for attacking everyone but me.
Oh, how convenient for what I wish to do. Which is attack you?
Oh, I was gonna guess. That's
it's gonna swing between its legs and hit itself.
yeah, exactly. I'm hanging out by its numblies. Jumbly numblies.
So first thing it's gonna do is try and poke you with its spear. It's gonna get a.
Okay, mechanically. So this spear is like a reach weapon.
No.
Oh. Because, like, attacking between your own legs with a reach weapon has to be super awkward, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't be possible.
No, it wouldn't.
Did you pull it?
Yeah, I did.
How is it?
Not good.
I'm not going to be happy, am I?
24.
Oh.
You know that hits.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to deal maximum damage.
Oh, why?
13 points.
No.
And then it's going to come down with its face and bite you.
No!
No,
it's
going to
stick his
that.
Head between his legs.
Yeah, how does it do that?
Oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah, right?
I mean, to be fair.
Why would this
fair,
guy ever leave the house, right?
How would I bite something not on top of me?
Oh, God.
It's after dark. You guys scheduled this session for nighttime. This is what happens.
That is a happy troll.
Oh. Why does he seem so angry?
Well,
to hit?
Yeah.
Okay, you're fine.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
I'm fine.
I was still in damage mode, and I was
right.
Like, ah.
Norm, you're up.
Oh, my God. I'm going to give this thing such a poking. Oh, my God.
I know, and I'm not helping you out by not being
no,
there.
No, there's nobody. I'm
I am
alone,
not staggered anymore,
nobody
though.
Else knows about it. Marge knows there's something over there.
And I know that Norm went to it.
It's only 15 to hit. Against AC.
Against AC. that actually hits.
Yes!
Wow.
1 point of damage. half of what I did last time.
What did you do?
1 point of damage.
Norm, you're so cute.
That's a natty one,
he
baby.
He pricked him. Just pricked him. Just
okay.
Well, I don't get a strength mod, you know. In fact, I'm not that strong at all.
All right. That's it for Norm.
Yeah, I'm staying right where I am.
All right, Valdine, you're up.
I look over to Vasilisa and I'm like, can you see anything else in this mess?
She did just recently check a card at that thing. So.
Right.
But she's making some assumptions here.
Yeah. I am going to attempt to aim at the same target Vasilisa just recently targeted as well.
Okay.
Don't kill
I saw
ghost.
Her do that, so...
You want higher or low?
Well, ghost isn't in that square.
Get ghost... Oh.
Let's take high.
Ghost technically should be someplace.
High it is. Take your shot.
Okay, my shot is going
to
hit with... Yeah, 20, 21.
Yes, it does.
Well, that's good, because otherwise he'd hit Marge.
Oh, yeah. Max damage against the thing I shot.
Nice.
11 points of damage.
It goes dim.
Nice.
Whatever that shiny thing was just went dim.
Vasilisa, you're up. That blue thing is gone.
Is it gone?
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It
falls to the ground. You hear a soft thud.
Okay. I glance back briefly to make sure Marigold's cool because there was a lot of gunfire out here.
She's asleep.
Sweet. I'm going to move forward. I guess I'm going to double move, but I'm going to kind of diagonal over towards Ghost. Let's see if I see anything.
Oh, Vasilisa! Are you okay, Marge?
No.
Like, no. I'm hurting. Norm disappeared.
I can do nothing about that because I moved so far in the snow. Like 10 whole feet.
Marge.
Marge is going to 5 foot step forward to see if she can find Norm. I mean, just move a square.
Yep.
Move forward. Like a...
Yep, you move forward and you see Norm. And this thing.
Oh, honey.
It's huge, she yells out. And ugly. So now all of you know what's going on. And she's going to attempt to swipe at it.
Not reassuring.
Since I am not staggered anymore. 17 to hit.
Hits.
6 points of damage. And I will call to Ghost! Come with me!
Ghost runs up to the other side of Marge, who's fighting next to this igloo, next to this big thing attacking Norm. In the snow! Isn't this great? Are we having fun?
We're gonna fell this thing.
Top of round 5. Big, bad, and ugly. Big Bad and Ugly is going to do a full withdraw.
Oh!
Really?
Yes.
Coward. I am so going to attack of opportunity.
Yeah, you totally get an attack of opportunity.
I get one too, don't I? Oh, no.
No, you don't.
Get it, Norm.
Thank you. Nope. Do you have any snowflakes?
I do not, but I do have a critical threat.
Nice. Ooh. Confirm that.
Critical threat. Critical.
Natural 20 on the confirm.
Nice.
28 to confirm.
Give me some damojis.
Okay, the first damage die was a 1.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Second was a 1.
2 points of damage plus your strength.
So 2 points
of
damage.
2 points of damage. So I crit him and do 2 points of damage.
Sneak attack.
That
the
is
worst
the least
game ever.
Possible damage you could ever do to somebody
yay.
On crit.
Okay. Norm, you're up.
Oh, gosh, this thing's getting away. I wonder if that's okay, though. I'm pretty hurt. I'm actually going to go back on Margie's square.
Oh, Norm.
Oh, hi. Oh, God, I got kind of banged up back there.
Oh, I got a wand. You need some healing?
Well, we can talk about that on your turn.
Valdine, you're up.
I move forward so that I am next to Marge and Norm.
Okay. You have one more square if you want to move.
No, I think I stop there and I say... Guys, where's the danger? What's going on? Can't see anything in this shit.
And then it's my turn next?
Yeah.
I also do not know what is going on. Do I see whatever fell in the snow next to me?
Yeah.
That was attacking Marge?
Yeah.
Can I try to identify it?
Sure. Give me a plants check.
19.
19 is going to be good enough. It is an atomy.
A what now?
Atomy?
It's anatomy.
A-T-O-M-I-E. They're diminutive, they fly, and they are from Irison.
Okay. I mean, obviously more Irison creatures, and then runs out of her 6 seconds and has nothing more to say. She's going to try and, like, skirt around the igloo, and she will do her full movement to get to the other side of the igloo. And she sees really nothing new to everyone else, but it's all new to her.
True. Marge, you're up.
Oh, well, I'm hurting. Anybody else hurting? There was a big, ugly, knobby thing. Huge! Did anybody need a poke?
I don't know if you can.
Why is that?
Because you're holding a sword and a shield.
Aha. Mm. You're absolutely right.
She would need to shield as a move action. Shield
is when you put away your shield.
You can drop your sword, pull out your wand, and do it.
That's true, because she can't sheathe and draw
pull
in
it out
the same move action.
It. Yeah, because you have one move action and one standard. So you can drop your sword, pull out the wand as a move, and then use it as a standard.
Or you can sheathe properly, draw it, and just hang on to it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Marge would not drop her sword.
Okay, that's your turn.
But you're going to sheathe your sword?
I will sheathe my sword and pull out my wand.
Okay. Ghost hangs out.
Yes.
I take it. Mm-hmm. You guys hear a loud crack to the east?
And the east is the direction the large, ugly creature left.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just for our listeners who are not viewers.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. And then you see a large ice spear come flying towards you.
Reflex saves?
Who is it flying towards?
It's flying towards Vasilisa.
Of course it is.
And that is going to be this number.
Everyone's going to need a wanding.
I mean, I could just die and make it easy on you.
No!
No, that'd be bad. Don't do that.
Hold on. Wait. What's your next character's accent going to be? let's get the information first.
I have no next character.
You don't have a backup?
No,
I don't have a backup.
I literally
either.
Never have backup characters.
I have two ideas, but nothing really.
13
solidified.
To hit.
Oh, that misses.
Okay, it slams into the igloo and collapses it. Norm, your turn.
Well, I can't tell you how seriously I was going to move into the igloo. If that giant thing was one turn behind when it was, I was going into the igloo.
Yep.
So I just see it collapse. It's like, whew. Oh. This is so bad.
But you know I've got the wand.
Wait, did you roll a total concealment for the igloo?
Don't worry about
that. Yeah, don't worry about that, baby. So I'm going to spend my entire turn saying, yes, Margie, I actually would like some healing.
You're just going to hold?
Yeah, I don't want to move. I apply poison to my sword as I'm waiting for the...
Okay.
As I'm waiting patiently for the...
Valdine.
I am going to move up, and it seems like something's threatening us, so...
You see the shattered remains of an igloo. And a very startled witch.
Yeah, I can't go anywhere and be able to shoot that direction.
I mean, you could stand right in front of Ghost and shoot blindly at where you think it might be.
It's pretty far away.
It is. It's also large.
It is. You see a vague form in the distance. If you want to try and shoot it, I'm going to give you a 20% chance.
Gunslinger's luck. I'm taking
it. Yeah,
Let's shoot it.
High 20 or low?
Low 20.
You said low?
Yeah.
I rolled a perfect 100.
Oh. Wow.
You definitely miss. You move forward, you fire your gun. Creature doesn't move, doesn't flinch. Vasilisa, you almost got pegged by a giant ice spear. And now it's in that used to be igloo. What do?
I don't like any of this. I'm so scared. I'm going to move forward one square next to Val, and then be like, oh, good, there's Valdine. I'll stop next to him. And then, is that a shrubbery to my
looks like
side?
It.
To my north? Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's further away.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is a shrubbery next to you. You move forward next to Valdine, you see a shrubbery. You see these giant-sized footprints that this creature has left.
I'm going to... Not sure what to do. I'm not good at chasing down giants. I probably shouldn't be the one to do so. So what I'm going to do is actually take... Finish my movement by being like, I'll be right over there to Valdine. And I'm going to back behind the shrubs a little bit. Between the shrubs and the igloo, and I'm gonna crouch down and be like, maybe it cannot see me. And the others can go in first. I will follow.
March.
I'm gonna poke Norm with a wand. I mean, oh, I rolled it before, but...
Not this.
But that doesn't count. I have to roll it again.
Why? You just rolled it.
She has to roll to use it.
I rolled to use it before, and I'm like, yeah, I got it. But then it went out.
It wasn't your turn. Yeah. And then you just got 7 now.
Yeah, so I didn't
make it. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm trying. All right,
Ghost. Hangs out?
Yep.
Cool. You guys hear another snap?
Ugh. I don't, what is it snapping?
It's fingers.
Valdine, another giant kind of icicle spear lands next to you.
Yeah, bring it on.
Norm, your turn.
Jeez, laugh in the face of danger.
Oh, if I go up there, I'll die.
Yeah, don't.
Norm lost was himself.
You hear a voice from your past, and it sounds like a witch from another country. And it's saying something about how she does have one cure spell, but she wants to save it till someone's almost dead. And then it echoes in your head, dead, dead, dead.
Dead, dead,
dead.
Oh, I need to get injured more. Oh, okay. I'm just going to wait. Wait until someone actually heals me. I'm not going back out there. This hurt.
Okay, you hold. Valdine.
Valdine is surveying the area, and he sees nothing because there's snow everywhere.
You see the form of a creature in the distance. So same as it was before.
Is it
20%.
Still the same 20%?
Yep.
Okay.
The creature hasn't moved.
You know what? I'm gonna shoot at it.
All right, 20%. Let's high or low?
Let's take high.
Low.
Oh, damn it.
Two. You miss.
Man. Oh my God, lord.
Vasilisa.
That's just like taunting. Okay, I kind of remember where the spear seemed to be coming from.
Yep.
I know that the gunshot sound came from the other side of my shrubbery.
Yep.
So I'm going to see if I can move around the other side of the shrubbery,
cool,
and it won't expect me to come from there. Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a double movement, one and then diagonal, and I'm just circling this shrubbery. Do I see anything that would make me change my mind immediately?
Nope, you don't.
Okay. I hope I don't die. That is what I did. I'm not yelling because I don't want to alert my position anymore.
Yeah. March.
She's going to try again.
Go ahead.
I mean, we both need healing. Come on. Yes. 4 points of healing, Normie.
Okay.
You want to go, Norm? You got healed.
I got healed by four.
Sorry.
What is your health at? Listeners are dying to know.
I mean, I got
not as much as you are.
I got hit pretty bad. I'm down to 16.
Oh.
You literally have more hit points than Vasilisa does. My worry evaporates. It's fine.
He literally did 13 in one hit.
He's underneath the enemy, though. He's the one getting
hit. That's true. I mean, I'm just saying.
I know it's capable of doing 13 in one hit, so I know it's capable of killing me in two.
That's true.
This guy keeps hucking stuff at us, I'm feeling tiny bit better. I do want to move a little bit closer.
Okay.
So you can move two squares.
Two squares, yes. That's my dream.
Ghost hanging out?
Yes.
Okay. Top of this round. You see the creature take a little step forward. You hear another snap, and it seems to be like reaching up. You hear a snap, and then you just see it like throw another spear at Valdine.
I try not to squeak.
Totally misses. Lands right in front of Normie, though.
Oh.
Valdine.
Yeesh.
All right. Let's end this.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I step up. Am I in the 50% range now?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot it in the face.
Is this your last bullet?
This is my last bullet.
Drama.
Higher low. Last bullet. Hi.
It's just so cruel to
low.
Make us...
No! Oh, no!
Just,
no!
We should just have a solid... It's always one or the other. Because that's just mean. It's just
no,
too...
No, this is awesome.
I can't.
I agree with you. I hate that I picked it. I was going to pick low.
Decide your
I
own
I was
going
to say, you've been you do good with low. You should stay with low. You've been doing it backwards every time. Ah.
Vasilisa. So many bullets just lost in the wind.
Yeah. Vasilisa. All right. So I step forward of necessity in order to only have a 50% mischance. And I
interesting
try...
thing you see when you step forward.
Oh, no.
You see these very large... just giant columns, spears, massive icicles, bigger than like the length of the igloos, jutting out in a radius.
That's something to imagine is probably a portal from Irisin bursting out of the planet later. Right now, I am freaking out, though. I'm throwing a card at a big old shadowy... thing I can't identify from here.
Yes.
All right.
Godspeed.
First.
Top or bottom? All right. Cool. You're bottom.
Okay.
And it's bottom.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. This is a real problem for me. I'm trying to decide whether to use my snowflake or not. You know, I'm just going to throw this. I'm going to throw it.
Throw it.
It's going to be fine.
I hope so.
Okay, fine. You've convinced me. I'm going to use my freaking snowflake.
That wasn't trying to go
convince you into it.
Someone needs to do something to this thing. I use my snowflake. I'm going to throw it at you. Did you get it?
Yes.
What?
I did.
Okay.
You got slightly more heads up that time than you did with the clothespin.
And as my charm glows a little bit cold, I throw my card. I get a nat 20.
Yay! Confirm it.
It's 11 plus 5 minus 4. So that's...
12.
12?
Yeah, 12.
Does that confirm?
No.
Okay, but...
At least you hit.
It's a hit.
It hits, so it takes 1d4 plus 1 of tiny little magic piercing damage from the card itself. That is... 2 damage from card itself. Piercing magic.
Okay.
Kind of awesome.
And that's pretty cool.
And it's like, oh no, a paper cut. And then it gets a reflex save for touch of combustion.
Ooh.
Ha!
It's a DC 16. It is only a level 1 spell. Well, darn. It does deal 1d6 points of fire damage. It just fails to catch fire. So that's sad.
Shit.
So it takes...
Roll max. Roll max.
It takes 1d6 fire damage. It takes 4 fire damage.
This thing just starts screaming. Like, utter horror screaming.
Ha-ha! The witch cackles a little bit to herself.
Marge?
You hear screaming in the distance.
I do, and so I'm going to full round move up.
Two squares.
Go one.
Are you
going
to square share with Norm again?
Yeah.
All right.
Ghost?
There we go. And I will call Ghost to follow me.
This thing.
Not common.
Not common at all.
What was it?
Very unusual.
Anybody know giant?
Nah.
I only know common.
This... thing disappears from sight as it moves backward. And you guys hear the footsteps very momentarily. And then you see kind of a bright flash. Just the sky and everything kind of glows for a second. What do you do?
Are we out of combat?
No.
Then that's a question for a particular person in initiative.
Valdine!
I will keep moving toward where I saw the flash. One step at a time and see what I see.
Oh, yes.
You get to there.
I see the footsteps now.
And it's amazing. Sweet. There's no wind. There's no snow. Everything stops from right where you are.
Guys, it's clear up here. Get up here.
Cool. So you all kind of step into where Valdine is, and you guys experience the same thing once you get to up where he is. All the wind stops, all the snow stops, all the, like, everything is just stopping, and it's clear. And looking in, you see spears of ice about 2 feet wide at the base and extending out about 5 feet. Before you, a nearly 50-foot diameter ring of ice spears create an almost wall-like barrier to the outside. Inside of it, pillars of ice are periodically arranged around an origin 15 feet to the center of the circle, where what can only be described as the fucking winter portal causing all of this shit shines as a beacon 10 feet wide, rising 50 feet into the air.
Wow.
You see no thing. You see a bright flash, and you see the head of this thing come out of the portal, and it rolls towards you and lands at your feet.
Well, that wasn't me.
The head of the thing we were just fighting?
The head of the thing you were just fighting.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Clearly
unattached from the body.
Unattached from the body.
Yeah.
Clearly he failed in his mission.
Well, that's preferable.
And then a powerful blast of wind shoots from the portal. I need a DC 15 reflex save from everybody.
Valdine, you got a 17.
Vasilisa?
14.
14.
Marge got a 14. Ghost got a 27.
Norm
used his last charm life and got a 22.
Sorry. Vasilisa and Marge, you guys both get knocked back and fall on your bums.
Ugh. Ooh, my butt.
From the other side, a figure strides forth atop a large black horse.
Oh.
The knight on top of the mount is covered in heavy plate as black as coal, with two ram horns spiraling to the sides of their helmet, where two glowing red eyes can be seen darting between you all and falling to rest on the head of the troll. It pauses a moment and looks at all of your expressions. In one hand, it holds the reins of its stallion loosely, and in the other, a bastard sword, as black as their armor. Tendrils of wispy black smoke emanate in a 10-foot radius around the creature, coming from between the cracks in their plate in thick streams of almost void-like liquid falling before evaporating to mist. Icicles have formed on the outside of the armor, and a circle of ice seems to be fixed to the surface of their chest plate.
Ooh.
After surveying the scene and looking between all of you, the figure falls from the horse with a heavy thud to one side, landing prone on one side and dropping the sword on the other.
What?
They struggle to push themselves to their knees as the horse dissipates into black smoke.
What?
What's a phantom steed?
What's happening?
The ice used to chill me to the bone, but this is a winter, an endless winter that can persevere through even the heat of summer. Cold is unlike any other threat. It takes its time, it saps the strength from everything it touches. It is relentless and thirsts to snuff out all warmth. It does not care if you are strong or fast or smart. You must be wise, or it will bend you to its will. This winter does not tire, it does not fear the sun, and it spits in the face of other lesser seasons. Its only true master is Baba Yaga, the one who graced the Eastern Lenorm kingdoms with her rule. She alone is the queen of Irisin and winter. The three riders herald her return. Bright morning rides with dawn, hearing those who wish to break bread. Red sun rides with the afternoon, culling those found non-compliant with her agreements. And I, dark midnight, ride when the light is gone, seeking those who plot against the crown. The winter is patient, hungry, and it does not tire. All beings will have no choice other than to bow to it. This winter is fitted not for this land.
And as he says that, the armor
dissipates from him, melting away like ice. His sword disappears, and there you see a frail old man with a spear of ice coming through his chest as he bleeds out. And I'll see you on the next line.
Press start.
But what happened to him?
Well, you'll have to come back next episode.
Who is this guy?
And did he only become, he's the one at midnight, and it's like we're on like in the beginning of evening time.
I'm probably so confused.
Yeah, by this point it is. It's like dark.
Yeah.
What just happened?
I'm wondering if we would have stopped the rest of the room. You know, we didn't see him.
So confused.
Crazy.
Vasilisa's losing her shit.
She should be.
Continue.
Holy moly, what an episode. As always, our bumper tracks are from MDK Music. Now, if you like what you heard, you should give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on Podchaser. Our very own Zach Kreitler put in a massive amount of work on this one, folks. The actual recording time on this one was about 3 hours of just straight grueling combat, and he cut it down to an hour, and then after that he was like, oh, you know what I should do? I should compose a completely original background combat theme just for this one. And then he sat down and he did it. So I just can't. Zach, thank you so much. Honestly, this show wouldn't be nearly as good without you as Norm and behind the wheel doing all of the editing magic. Now, coming up is a wonderful teaser trailer from a podcast I personally binged in just over a week. We are extremely happy to be supporting more of our D&D TTRPG pod pals. Take a listen to Tales of Asperon.
Hi, I'm Mike, the storyteller from Tales of Asperon. On this clear night, you find yourself at a makeshift camp within the Whiteleaf Wood. Beside you, an older gentleman sits on a log with a book, writing of its own accord. The light from the stellar rings surrounding the planet bring a pleasant glow to this person's scarred face.
This story is about four young folks who cross paths in the simple town of Homestead, on the frontiers of Asperon. Together, these kids save a poisoned man on the street, believing him to be a hero of sorts. Little did they know, this kindness would unravel their lives into a heap of trouble. You see, Asperon is filled with danger. The Hearthlands will melt your body to its very bones, and titanic beasts roam the jungles and forests. Though the frontier is the worst of all. It has no kings, queens, or country, just people. People who will take whatever they want. The frontier, well, it's where heroes are forged. And I hope these kids have what it takes to make it through the fire.
Hello, adventurers. If you enjoyed that preview of our 5th edition Real Play podcast, check out our website at www.toapodcast.com. You can also find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, and most of the other free podcasting apps.